Well, this morning, now that you're enjoying your holiday, we're going to talk a little bit about another way that you can enjoy the outdoors here this holiday. The local conservation and the Iowa Bluebird Conservationists are teaming up to bring you the Christmas bird count again this year. Have Chris Parks with the Iowa Bluebird Conservationists and Laura Canning, the Cass County Naturalist, in with us this morning. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Because I know, Chris, you had a long drive to get here.
Yeah, it was a tough walk.
Tough walk up the hallway. Well, you're a part of the Bluebird Conservationist side of this. Why is this important to you?
Bird conservation in general is kind of one of the goals of our organization. We work all year round to have bluebird box trails up around Iowa that try to help boost those populations with the nesting. And, you know, anything we can do that's conservation-related that's going to help birds is kind of right in our group's wheelhouse.
Yeah, I was going to say, it does say bluebird in the title, but that's not necessarily all you're concerned
with.
Yeah, very good. And, Laura, obviously this is right up your alley.
Yeah, a lot of conservation boards around the state host their own Christmas bird counts and such. So, you know, we have so many amount of days to do our Christmas bird count, and we kind of just, you know, pick a date that kind of works for our entities. But so some Christmas bird counts are already over, and things like that. So we've got about 4 weeks, I believe it is, that span of time you can pick your date and you can go out and do your bird count, and things like that.
Why is it important to do it this time of the year?
Mm-hmm. So we are the migrants are out of here, so we are looking at the ones that are wintering here. If you've ever looked in your, you know, bird guides and you see that map of the United States, and there's winter, there's summer, there's, you know, occasional kind of all those shadings on that map, this Christmas bird count helps them get that picture a little bit better. And there's also you know, they take into account the weather. They take into account flocks of birds. They really have been watching some species of our songbirds out there, with the species and the and how many of them are there out there. This gives us another picture of how many of them out there are there. And so count them in the winter and things like that. So we've been watching that a little bit out there. A couple of the songbirds, there've been a couple of different news stories over 2019 about a couple of these key species that they're trying to figure out why are they in decline all of a sudden, things like that. So
okay, so I understand why it's important to each of your groups. Why should this be important to folks in the area then?
Right. You know what? There's a lot of people out there that just love to feed the birds and love and things like that in the winter. It's another way to just kind of help out that science, you know, citizen science, we call it, when we're out there doing scientific work in the masses for these scientists. And as, you know, regular Joe can go out and help us out and go out and count.
Yeah, it's good to, you know, help out a conservation effort, and of course it gives you an idea maybe of how, you know, well your surroundings are doing compared to other areas. You know, how good is our habitat here within the Cass County area?
Yeah, a lot of people that go on this are kind of surprised once they go to a couple different places, and then we go on our driving routes in the afternoon, they're like, wow. They can really key in on why they saw the birds where they did, you know, for habitat, and why, you know, certain parts of our route might not have any birds. Again, back to, it kind of opens their eyes a little bit on habitat, too.
Yeah, of course, habitat changes a little bit here. Certainly, I assume at some point we're going to get snow and some colder conditions. It's going to be winter soon enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of folks like to put out bird feeders and be able to provide different types of shelters for some of these different birds. If you don't know what's around in the backyard, you don't know what to put out.
That's
right,
true.
Right.
Yeah, helps that. Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, talk about the process. This is coming up on Sunday, December 29th. What are you asking of folks?
We just want folks to come out and show up in the morning. We get together at 8 o'clock at Cold Spring State Park there in Lewis, outside of Laura's office there, and get divided up into groups. We like to have some folks that are maybe willing to volunteer to be kind of a lead maybe of a car or a group so that we can have somebody that knows the area to drive around. Of course, Laura and I split up to do that ourselves, too, to help out a little bit. And we just want you to show up, be ready to go try to spot some birds. In the morning, we kind of focus more on heading to some of the local parks and conservation areas and do a little bit of walking, kind of mill around those areas to try to see what we can find. And then we take a break for lunch. We meet back at the Atlantic Pizza Ranch at noon, have lunch, compare notes, and then we head back out in the afternoon and do our more driving routes. So we'll just do a lot of the driving in the car, rural roads, and try to see what we can spot out there. So you're welcome to do, one, both, or whatever works for you. If you want to be there in the morning, you want to be there in the afternoon, or all day long, we welcome everybody.
Yeah, and all abilities. We do a lot, especially we talk to people of, they don't know if they can do very much walking or hiking. Great. Meet us at noon or at 1 o'clock when we're done eating lunch, and hop in a car. And we do a lot of birding there with our binoculars and driving really slow and, looking a little bit like creepers. But in the morning, it's a little bit more solitary where we can say, okay, here's where we're going to be. We're going to go to a park. And you just hike off on your own. We'll meet back in 10 minutes or 20 minutes, depending on where we're at. And we just go in and try to count what we all see in there and things like that. So really all abilities can come out. We've had we have had kids and families and things like that come out as well. So we always love seeing that because, again, all abilities
sure.
can come out.
You like birds, like to feed birds, like to watch right. birds. I know the birds in my backyard, those, wrens that come around every now and again. But other than that, I don't know much about right. them. So does that disqualify someone?
No, we carry some good birding books, too, besides our binoculars, because there will be some times where we just write down quick notes about the bird and somebody else in the back of the vehicle, because I'm usually the driver, is looking in the bird book and going, could it be this? Could it be that? And ruling things out. Things like that. So it's really fun. And depending on the weather, we were talking about, we kind of moved our, we have lots of bowl games going on. So we're like, ooh, let's not do it on those other couple days. So we were talking about then, that the birds and things like that, hopefully the weather's going to be good. It's funny. So we get the data, we keep the data here in Cass County. It can help us, talk about our actual bird list for Cass County, our official bird list for Cass County. But then we talk about that, we can look at the weather. Because mm-hmm. 2 years ago, it was really cold.
Really cold.
And our morning rocked because they were all hunkered down. But our afternoon on our driving rails, they were like, we ain't coming out of the forest to look at you.
Now, if folks can't make it out that day, can they still participate?
Yeah, there is an opportunity as well. You do have to be residing within our count circle in order to be a home counter. So mm-hmm. just get a hold of yeah. one of us, and we can tell you whether or not your location is included. And then, we'll just give you some guidelines. What you'll do is monitor all day long at your bird feeders if you have them out back. And then you're counting the maximum number of a species you see at a time. So if you see four cardinals at the feeder at once, that's what you would report to us. So it's just mm-hmm. a little bit of a different tweak on it than what we'll be doing during the day with just counting full numbers.
I guess most folks probably figure the types of birds in the area are pretty much the ones I see in my backyard every day.
Right.
But I'm guessing there's a much wider range of species locally.
Yeah, we've had some snow geese on our counts in years past and things like that. It's interesting to see, our fluctuations of ducks and things mm-hmm. like that come through or staying around, I should say, or staying around for our count. Carroll County, I believe, they had a really cool prairie falcon on their count. And they had picture proof and some other things, too. And they were like, okay. And it just happened to be the 24 hours before the count, too.
Nice.
So,
yeah. Yeah, last year we had 35 total species that we spotted. Mm-hmm. We counted a total of 2,720 birds. So, you know, may not, maybe sounds like impressive numbers or not to you either way, but it gives you a good idea of, you know, during those winter months, you know, how many types of birds are around and how many you could possibly see. And yeah, we've seen some fun ones. And then of course, the birds of prey, those can sometimes be the ones that are tough to figure out too, because some of those hawks look so similar, and we try to do our best to decipher what we're spotting out there.
Sure. Well, of course, everybody has a cell phone in their pocket with a camera too, so you probably use that technology, I suppose, once
in a while. Yeah, and with the birding apps too, because then I've got a couple birding apps that are way better than my phone, or way better than the book in the way back too.
Yeah, very good. Well, lots of opportunity for folks to participate. And if you'd like to do something like this, and by the way, this is a family-friendly opportunity as well. You get some folks that bring their kids along.
Yeah, I do it. I've done it the past few years. You know, and they help some, you know. There's been a couple of times where, you know, even my young, who was 3 years old, Carson last year, hey, you spot something that nobody else spotted in the vehicle.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, they can help out.
Never know. Very good. All right, well, bring them along and have fun. Again, dates, times, places.
Yeah, Sunday, December 29th, we'll meet at 8 o'clock in the morning at Cold Springs Park to divide up into our groups. We'll do the walking more so in the morning. It can be stationary as well. And then we'll break for lunch at noon at Atlantic Pizza Ranch, regroup for the afternoon, and we'll drive the afternoon. We wrap up at about 3:30 or so in the afternoon.
Okay, very good. Sounds like a nice, easy, leisurely day.
Yeah,
little chance to get out and get a little walking in the woods. Hopefully the weather's nice, and chance to just kind of cruise by a car and see what's out there as well, and know that you're helping out the greater cause. Very good, Laura,
thank
Chris,
you.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.